Before we begin, family, a quick heads up. This story is a horror game, and as such, it is full of things that might disturb your dreams, follow in your footsteps, and haunt your waking hours. Please check the episode description for a full list of content warnings before proceeding. Take care of yourselves, and thanks for listening. The children are trapped inside their fort. Rabbit Rabbit waits just outside, and Adelaide is not breathing.
Is there anything in this fort that we could use? Like a stone, a stick?
Any not stuff we may have like stored away here?
What have you guys stored away here?
I think we definitely would have stored away snacks, like juice boxes, food.
Skipping stones,
probably a whole bunch of really cool sticks, maybe some like stones that maybe look like arrowheads, maybe a slingshot, or I don't think kids would have really thought about like weaponry other than sticks and stones. we probably have like maybe one big flashlight of something, like one of those big heavy flashlights. We definitely would have one of those. Probably a jar of bugs. I think
gotta have a jar of bugs.
Yeah. So, a bunch of that is probably hanging out in our little, in one big bin we brought over. What does it want?
I don't know. Do you think he killed Adelaide? Think it was him? Rabbit?
There ain't no rabbit bites on her, though.
That thing ain't right. How'd we get out of here? How do we get out of here?
We can get up onto the top of it and climb up, but we can't leave Adelaide in here.
And then you hear, open the door.
I grab a fistful of rocks, some of those skipping stones.
What do you want?
You don't hear anything.
Leave us alone.
We ain't do nothing.
Let us go.
Zeke's looking at like the little rope ladder on the other side of the fort that leads to like a hole at the top where they would sit and, stargaze at night as this fort sort of like slumped against a large tree that they could go like climb part of and sit. All right, W. We take the bin, we block the door, and we carry Adelaide up the rope ladder. And I don't know, block the top so he can't get up.
Okay. Can we just hide here? Maybe it'll go away. Maybe leave us alone.
Well, now he knows we're in here. We yelled at him.
He can't stay out there forever.
What if he want? We allow him to come in.
No. If he wanted to come in, I think he'd have come in.
He can't come in unless we let him. You ain't coming in here.
Go away. Leave us alone.
And you said there is an opening at the top?
Yeah, it's like a latch. Yeah.
Okay.
I know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. I see that evil look on your face.
I know what I did when I said there's another way in. Can we see if the shape of the rabbit is still in front of the door?
Yeah, I would say this is a very flimsy. It's not an official door. You could definitely still see the rabbit.
Maybe if we push the door real fast on him, knock him over, and we can just run.
How are we gonna run with Adelaide?
We can't. We can't. She's gone already. She's gone already. See,
we can't leave her here though.
I don't want to die. I don't want to die.
So. I don't want to die neither, W. But she's our friend. Alive or not? What are we going to tell her parents? Sorry, we left her body there for a big monster rabbit to eat.
Her paw won't care anyway.
I don't give two sharts about her paw. I care about her, and I care about us getting out of here. Well, all right, how about this? We hide her. We hide her under the
blankets here.
We hide her under the blankets and put her under the floor here. We hide her here. And then we'll come back later and get her. Just wrap her up in the blankets. We'll come back.
That's a good idea. We'll do that.
You stay away, Rabbit. Stay away.
Yeah, we got my daddy's rifle in here. You don't want none of that.
No, sir, you don't want that rifle. We'll blow your little head off.
I think the both of them are just going to throw empty threats to cover the noise of, like, doing this in my, like, child brain, like, innocent thing of, like, hiding Adelaide so that nothing happens to her, but just thinking about it as an adult, a very macabre thing to do. But I think Zeke has come to the realization there's no way they could safely run away with carrying Adelaide between the two of them, knowing that this thing is probably very fast. And so, yeah, I think they wrap her up in tightly in blankets, like put some like candy in the bag, like in with her, give her the flashlight to hold on to, like kind of like as a token of something, like the big torchlight. And we put her underneath. We use our hands and like dig a little bit into the soft earth, put her in and just like lay the reeds and like bark and stuff that have made the floor, and then kind of like push the bin of our stuff on top of it. And I think when we...
She's dead, right? We just didn't
checked
her. She's alive, did she?
We checked her pulse. She's not breathing. She hasn't been breathing.
Oh, fuck. She's really dead.
We'll come back and we'll figure this out, but right now we have that thing out there. All right.
Let's do this.
Right.
With the Three Musketeers.
Damn right. And we'll grab the Zeke hand W his sword stick. He'll take his two, but then he'll also take Adelaide's little one and also give that to W to hold on to.
He'll take the little one and leave it on this impromptu little grave in the fort.
Okay.
In case she wakes up.
Right. Yeah, I don't think, you know, these are children. They didn't, like, bury her 6 feet deep. Like, they just loosely covered. Like,
I don't imagine.
Yeah, like, so even if, she's not buried 6 feet under earth in the horrifying event that she's, like those characters from Lost that, like, were just paralyzed. Like, maybe, you know, she's not completely, like, going to suffocate or anything if she's actually alive.
And I think W.E. might have just even cleared the dirt off her face and nose, so just in case she could still breathe.
Yeah, like just underneath like the sheen of a sheet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we climb up. We can throw the jar of bugs at it, and we're going to climb up the rope.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
You can throw further than I can, so you take the jar, and I'll just take some rocks.
All right. And Zeke's going to get, like, the jar. Like, it's a mason jar, like, full of, like, worms and bugs and beetles and spiders. Basically, not a very good terrarium, just a jar of them. And is, like, holding it up with, like, two hands, kind of, like, about to shot put it. And he's kind of, like, waiting for Zeke. He's like, I got to hold this with two hands. You give the cue, and we'll throw.
Are we going up on top or are we going up the front door?
Top.
Okay, all right. Climb up the rope ladder and just peek out the latch.
Rabbit's
not there. All right. It's all clear.
All right. And if it's with the assistance of like W helping him out, he's going to launch the mason jar of bugs and then haul his tiny ass up the rope ladder to the latch.
Okay. Oh, you guys are going up and out? Mm-hmm. Sounds like it.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Yeah. For two kids in a situation like this, we're doing what we can.
Yeah. As soon as I pop out, I'm going to reach down and try and help Zeke out to reach him.
So as soon as you guys make your way out with terrifying speed coming from behind the door that's now open, the top door that you guys made, Rabbit appears and hops down the hole and just drops in there. So you see hop, and then fall inside.
I close the latch right away.
Yeah, we probably have like some heavier rocks up here, so like we want to keep him contained in there, like he's not.
No, let's go. Let's just go, Zeke. Let's just get the hell out of here.
Right, right. And I think they know multiple ways to like climb down from here, and I think we both run.
As you both are running, you do hear your makeshift front door like blast through. So you hear that kind of splintering of whatever you made of it, wood, sticks. It's not an official door. You guys are children, right? So it's just a whole bunch of stuff you guys found in the woods. You like, hear it blown apart.
I think W, when he hears that, just lets out a primal scream like a girl, and he's just going to run even faster.
You guys are running as fast as you can, but you hear the sound of like the thumping of feet quick. Like immediately, and Rabbit is in front of you. And you see it again looking at you. This nest is my doing. Like the mouth doesn't open, but you can hear words like being projected from, and you know it's coming from Rabbit. What do you guys do as it starts to speak to you? As it stands in front of you? It's going to dodge the rock.
Zeke's just holding this two sticks and pointing. We didn't do nothing. What do you want with us?
I should have not let you children borrow it, for I knew it to be dangerous. But it gladdened my heart, and I allowed it to continue for far too long. And now your friend is dead, but I can bring her back to life.
I never heard no stories about you being able to do that.
Would you like your friend to return to the life from which they came, to be full and true and beaten of heart once again?
I don't like this, Zeke. I don't.
He said he could bring her back.
I want Adelaide back too, but this is Rabbit.
What do you want? For this, ain't no creature I know in folk tales do things for free.
Not now, but sometime in the future, each of you will have an O to me, a single warren upon your friend's next and final death. Do you say yes?
Promise, you'll promise to bring Adelaide back?
Nods its head at you.
What do you think, Zeke?
Best I know is when things like this say they'll do something, they'll do it, but we're going to owe it later.
This is Adelaide we're talking about.
I know.
I'll do it.
Me too. If you really mean you can do it. You can bring her back, make her well again. I don't remember borrowing nothing from you, and we're sorry if we did something to it, but Adelaide's the best of the three of us, and she don't deserve to die.
The rabbit sort of bows in its own way, and it hops back to the fort.
We follow it. Or I follow it.
Yep, I'm going to follow Zeke.
Your next favorite game is on My First Dungeon.
Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon.
Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon.
Ho, 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 and welcome to My First Dungeon.
From Sad Space Cowboys.
Kamari takes out a lighter from their pocket and goes, this bar's next.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's go.
To death metal Viking cats.
Hello Kitty, you see Melody Tuffington flying through the air, jacked as shit, massive legs, to horny snowmen?
The sad part is that Joshua never gave Frosty a penis.
No.
And everything in between.
It was a dark and stormy night.
We've got something for everyone.
You're a special Gertrude girl. In a special Gertrude role, happy birthday! not a skeleton.
Learn the game, then hear it in action.
That's snake eyes minus two. That's a zero.
Snake eyes, that means that we have our very first plot twist. Anytime somebody rolls doubles, we get a plot twist.
So grab some headphones.
And get lost in a story with us.
I'll be honest, I don't know all the rules of it. We'll kind of figure that out as we go. But do you want to just play? I've got some great stories to tell you.
And remember,
if you're having fun, you're already doing it right.
Oh, fuck!
By the time you guys get back, you see Adelaide sitting up and breathing, as though she had never stopped.
Told you she was fooling.
Rabbit bows, and you see its many heads that are also covering its body. It bows, and then it's off. And Rabbit is gone. And Adelaide gets up.
Oh, I had the strangest dream. Why am I covered in dirt?
Zeke is awestruck. He doesn't know what his jaw has just dropped. And he drops the two sticks and has like completely forgotten about the wound that's like kind of bleeding down the side of his face. And he's kind of looking at Adelaide and then looking where Rabbit jumped away. And he's starting to wonder if this is a dream. Like when she says that, it's like, is this a dream? Did I really hit my head too hard?
Can I get both of you to roll a control save as this entire nightmare situation is just bending your mind in ways that have never been done before?
I have rolled a 4 under a 12.
Okay, success.
Roll a 16 over a 13.
Okay. I'm going to roll a d4 for you. And that is just one. You take 1 point of stress as it starts to affect what you know of reality a bit. You know the stories of Rabbit, but to see it done in real life is still amazing. But it's affecting your mind just in a little bit of ways.
I think what's going on in WE's mind is he's in complete denial now. He's going to completely forget that Rabbit even existed. He's going to convince himself that Adelaide was just joking around this entire time. And he's going to rush up and embrace Adelaide. Oh, that was a good one. Adelaide, he had us right fooled. He had us.
Yeah.
Zeke especially. Zeke, you should have seen him. He was terrified.
I don't know. What are you talking about, W? Why, also, you guys didn't answer my question. Why am I covered in dirt?
I don't know. You feeling all right, Adelaide? You
Yeah, I feel all right. You look like you've seen a ghost.
Yeah. No, I think it's just I'm feeling a bit woozy. You see, I hit my head real bad.
Oh, and she finally sees the gash. Stands up. Oh, are you okay? Let me help you.
He at first tries to resist, but then, like, again, he's a child. This really hurts, and, like, is definitely going to let the gravity take him, so he sits down and kind of lets Adelaide tend to him, even though he, like, is still looking out to where Rabbit jumped away and disappeared.
Yeah, as you kind of have this, I imagine this far-off stare as she's helping you.
Oh, yeah, thousand-yard stare.
Yeah, but she grabs some grass and, like, that spongy type of grass, and it starts to, like, dab your forehead. Are you okay? What happened? Was it the fight? You guys were fighting? I feel like it's weird. I might sound crazy, but I feel like I had a weird dream. But I remember you both were wrestling, right? Or we had the bang snaps that I raised.
The bang snaps, yeah.
Yeah. Did you hit? She stands up, puts her hands on her hips. Did you hit Zeke?
I might have won him at wrestling.
That old pinky hold, or no, toe hold. That's what it was.
Oh, you be careful.
Okay.
Ain't my fault Zeke ain't no good at wrestling.
Normally, Zeke would, like, jab back at W with that kind of insult. With a shut up or a... I ain't no wuss. But, like, Zeke is just... I think with the success, he has rationalized that that was real. Rabbit was here. Adelaide was dead. He and W did a painful amount of CPR attempts to try and resuscitate her, and she had no pulse, she was cold, she was getting stiff. Like, everything he knows from his mama, that's a dead body. And I think seeing that W is kind of going in denial about it, like, he doesn't know what to think.
You both, you're not sure exactly what you have agreed to with Rabbit. And already that this terrifying reality, it begins to fade. It's this nightmare of friendship and death. It's already unraveling. And after that summer, you all drift apart. Eventually, as you get older, you go your own ways. It is like with the loss of, you know, the fort is eventually lost, and the trauma of Adelaide's first death, there is nothing holding you together anymore. And you do not truly come back together until decades later, when you get the message that your childhood friend Adelaide has died for real. And so, drawn by a mix of grief and this lingering, unspoken dread, wherever you both have gone, you pack your bags and travel back to the cold, dusted town of Dismal, Pennsylvania, to attend her funeral and finally lay her to rest. And that brings our time in the woods to a close. A massive thank you to our players, Andrew Park as W.E. and Michael Gilbert as Ezekiel Green. My name is Maia, and I have been your game master and narrator. Thank you so much for listening. Take care of yourselves, family, and remember, it's always best to leave them ghosts alone.